Next patient was Glenn Marcos. That is M-A-R-C-O-S. Glenn Marcos, M-A-R-C-O-S. Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Date of, I'm sorry, M-A-R-K-O-S, not C-O-S. I'm sorry. M-A-R-K-O-S, Glenn Marcos. Date of birth, 5-16-53. Date of birth at 8-3-23. Please make copy for Chloe Kindred, C-H-L-O-E, Chloe. Kindred, K-I-N-D-R-E-D, M-D. Chloe Kindred. Next paragraph, dear Chloe, thank you for sending Glenn Marcos, M-A-R-K-O-S, for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, respiratory illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has a history of a previous CVA and chronic tremors. Has shortness of breath with activity and has been seen by neurology. And uses Plavix and aspirin daily. The patient apparently was charged with DUI and is on probation and apparently has to use a breathalyzer test on a regular basis. But he's unable to blow into the device while driving and needs a certification for an exemption. The patient, however, has not had a chest x-ray or pulmonary test as yet. And he presently denies any chest pains and no shortness of breath at rest, and his O2 sats are 98% on room air. He has an occasional cough and some wheezing. Next paragraph, past history, his patient's past history has included history for CVA with the right-sided weakness. He also has a history of cardiac arrhythmias and has a loop recorder in place. The patient had carpal tunnel surgery in 2020. He has a history of hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked. One pack per day for approximately 5 years and quit. Alcohol use quite regular. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had a history of cancer of the esophagus. Mother is in good health. Age 95. Next paragraph. System review of systems. The patient has no fatigue but has had weight loss. He has no double vision or cataracts. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, occasional cough, and denies nausea, vomiting, rectal bleeding, or black stools. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no leg swelling. He does have anxiety and tremors. And easy bruising, and he has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and denies skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, medalist included aspirin 325 milligrams a day, Xanax 0.5 milligrams TID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 75 micrograms a day, and lisinopril 10 milligrams a day. Oh, can you please past history, the patient has history of hypertension, and also add that in the diagnosis, final diagnosis, history of hypertension. Okay, next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, a CT scan of the chest, and he was given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit perinatal after 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chloe Kindred, MD. K-I-N-D-R-E-D. Kindred, MD. Chloe Kindred, MD. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.